Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Taught when you were young, if you mess with things selfishly, they're bound to come undone. I'm not the only one that's been affected and resented every story you've spun, and I'm a lucky one, 'cause there are people worse off that have suffered enough. Haven't they suffered enough? But you can't get enough of shutting down systems for personal gain, fighting fires with liars and praying for rain. Do you get off on pain? We're not pawns in your game. Commander-in-chief, honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-Chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? We were taught when we were young, if we fight for what's right, there won't be justice for just some. Won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're bunkering down. Loud and proud, best believe, we'll still take a knee while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel to still be able to breathe? While you're bunkering down, won't give up, stand our ground. We'll be in the streets while you're commander-in-chief. Honestly, if I did the things you do, I couldn't sleep. Seriously, do you even know the truth? We're in a state of crisis. People are dying while you line your pockets deep. Commander-in-chief, how does it feel?
in the United States allows this, you deserve what you get. It's up to you now. It's in the power of your hands. You got 2 years to decide what you're going to do. You got 2 years. Do what you got to do. Okay, we're going to opening.
Welcome to the DLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646-727-3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network, for sponsoring the Great Leopard Code. And it is now in its 10th year. Send news to Gary and Gray at blackathlete.com or norris19@att.net. Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233 is one of the sponsors. Our new sponsor is Reality Sports Group in Reston, Virginia. Other sponsors are the New England Informer magazine with Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Saturday afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 718-508-9216. That's 718-508-9216. Get your Canadian, Philadelphia, New York room on with the Soul Patrol. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Make my second radio home, WCLM 1450, with Sports Talk by Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The little old mystery man on Saturday afternoon. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com. The heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his kicks for grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political food for the soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Code Caravan email. You can email Gary and Ray at blackathlete.com or norris19@att.net. Join the Code Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM on facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Great Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, last night, Representative Kara Bass defeated developer Rod Caruso to become the first African-American female to be mayor of Los Angeles City, and every city has got problems. Oakland has homeless underneath the bus trains, at the college transition, and in the name of there should be no reason on this planet. The United States have homeless people. There's no reason for that. I'm not being serious. You have 38 billionaires. $150 millionaires and thousands of other money-making industries. You're telling me that you can't help these homeless people out in these streets? You have Vietnam veterans, Iraqi veterans, Afghanistan veterans, homeless. This isn't gonna be happening. But that's where we are right now. And now we got 2 years of Donald J. Trump running for president of the United States again. He should be in jail. I'm sorry. He should be in jail. But because of his influence and because of his money, he gets him a free ticket so far. You have other issues in this country. And the question is, are you better off than you were 2 years ago? As the Republicans always do. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? Well, my fellow Americans, I think the answer is yes. 2 years ago, jobs rate was up. 2 years ago, gas is up. 2 years ago, insurance is up. With medical costs going through the roof. What are you doing? What are you doing? And then you gonna put this back in place again? With 45? Really? I'll tell you what. If 45 become president of the United States again, we're done. We're done because it tells me that y'all don't care. Right? What was a glimmering hope of the midterm this year, a glimmering hope, was young people, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen X, whatever generation they're in. That generation came to the polls and voted. Women, suburban women came to the polls and voted. Thank you, Jesus. Republican Party overplayed his hand. They thought nobody would go to the polls. Hey, but guess what? Wrong. The abortion, anti-abortion issue female devotees in droves. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now we have a balance, or somewhat balanced, out Zenin. And what usually happens, the President of the United States, election in 2 years, usually rallies his party to more seats in the Senate and House. That means the Democratic Party, could you please stand up for something? Could you please start a program for something? Could you start a new economic system? That's what we're waiting for. I'm just saying. We'll take a break. Come back. For news.
Where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the water falls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the water falls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. Before the Europeans settled these American lands, the people already lived here. Do you understand? They roam the beautiful woodlands and mountains and sands that span a thousands of years, and their legend still stands. Way back in the Ice Age when glaciers froze, they crossed into Alaska, that's how the story goes. The tribes of the Northeast skillfully used bark from birch trees to build big canoes. Surviving for gifts within the lakes and land, using shares to fish and planting corn by hand. Iroquois to Delaware, Hopewell to Fox, just a few tribes from a region with lots. Down in the southeast with luscious and fertile soil, tribes learn to farm out in the sun, they toil. It's like the complex societies with rulers so royal. There were builders and artisans, the knowledge of medicine. The Seminoles were proud, the natives played frost. There was the Creek, Choctaw, Cherokee, and Chickasaw. The Crow, Blackfeet, and Dakota, home on the range. Nomadic tribes that roam the Great Plains. In order to survive, they hunted the buffalo. Shot stones, tipped arrows at a distance with the bow. From buffalo skins, they made teepees and canopies. And tribe warriors don't protect from enemies.
These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. To the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls, and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians.
In the southwest were clay homes known as Quaylos. The Zuni and the Hopi were the tribes who made those. They dressed in big masks and danced and performed, asking spirits called Kachinas for a harvest of corn. For beautifully woven patterns, we looked at the Navajo. Apaches had the brave warrior Geronimo.
From the high plateau down through the Great Basin, tribes like the Ute survived through migration. Preparing for cold winters, some were found building earth-covered houses that were part underground. Horses and bones, skins and hemp were traded with tribes from the plains for roads that decorated.
To the rainy northwest where the totem pole stood, these were memorials to ancestors carved out of wood. Wealthy families
always had ways to show signs of success. Hosting lavish potlatches, giving gifts to their guests. They hunted large sea animals with nets and harpoons, and lived in long houses which had one long room. Over time, Europeans moved into tribal regions. Sometimes they fought war, sometimes they formed allegiance. The dark clouds rained down upon the trail of fears. Tribes were forced west from where they lived for years. This song is a tribute to just reflect upon today, American Indians continue on.
These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians. These are the skies where the eagle flies, the coyote calls and the waterfalls. Listen to the wind and then begin to feel within the wisdom and the vision of American Indians.
Culture. and we know we get, don't talk about the Jewish culture, or we get stepped on. And you know, is there no Jewish baseball or football or basketball teams? I wonder why. We all know the answer too. Anyway, happy Native American Month. We got two more weeks. Thanksgiving next week. And this week is gone by, this month is gone by quickly. And we get ready to go in December and the year getting close up. 2022, closing up 2022. Moving into 2023.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation,
are you ready for the foot?
Baby, just win, baby. Feel the storm of the cold autumn wind, baby. It's the Oakland Raiders, get your mouthpiece. You in the black hole with the black beast. This ain't black gold, this is black silver. Commitment to excellence, we deliver. And we'll play past regulation. It's the invasion of the Raider Nation.
Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation, let's go, let's go. Raider Nation,
are you ready for the football?
Is united. When they see them pirates, fans get excited.
Get excited.
The opposition get quiet. When I hit the field with my eye patch and my shield, the silver and black will attack, will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
The silver and black will attack,
will attack.
Are you ready for some football?
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation,
let's go, let's go.
Raider Nation,
let's go.
Just win, baby.
Raider Nation, it is morning at 2:07. Losing this last weekend to the Indianapolis Colts. And a coach that never goes to NFL game in his life. John McDaniels, the head coach of the Raiders. Another disciple of New England, once again. And the New England episode continues with another disciple failing, Josh McDaniels, and got the Raiders nowhere. Jeff Saturday, the head, the manager, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, beat the Raiders this past If they get ready to have the ball on the 20-yard line with time running down and lose the game. And move by owner Thursday to open the door for other owners to pick anybody to be a head coach. And this is a very bad precedent. Very bad precedent for the NFL. Thursday, picking Jeff Saturday. I don't like it. I think it's a bad way to go. And once again, African American gets it out of coaching. The NFL, same on you. Same on you. I'm just saying, they can do better than this. On Monday, three University of Virginia football players were shot. Two more injured, former football player Christopher Al Jones Jr. was the LS shooter. The campus at the University of Virginia was locked down. Fans have been canceled and the game this Saturday also has been canceled. UVA police finally captured Jones. He had three counts of alleged murder. Two counts of attempted murder alleged. And the University of Virginia Cavaliers are in mourning. Rookie of the Year in the Major League Baseball, Seattle Mariners, Julio Rodriguez and Aaron Michael Harris are rookies of the year this year, baseball. And both of these teams are up and coming. It should be in the playoffs again next year. And their rookies will lead the way. The rookies will lead the way next year. The Washington Football Club is one of the most interesting games. Defeated the Philadelphia Eagles. And the way they did it was magical. But before we do that, we gotta do this. My sister would be very happy with the 8-1 start of the Eagles. And the NFC East has become the beast of the East, with the Eagles in first place, 8-1, the Giants in second place, 7-2, and the Dallas Cowboys in third place. And all three got to play each other at the end of the year. They're going to beat up on each other at the end of the year. The Washington Football Club beat the Eagles last Monday night with a running game I think the NFL finally gets it. You have to run to win games. I hope this will continue. And this weekend is also the 40th anniversary of the play. For those who don't know what the play is, 4 seconds ago, the big game from the California, Stanford against Cal Bears, Stanford had kicked the field goal with 8 seconds left. 4 seconds left to go to the game to kick off. The Cal Bears made 5 laterals, ran into the Stanford man, who was in the end zone. I don't know why he was there. And the Cal Bears won the game, the last play of the game, and the referee and umpire took a while to decide who won that game. Now, it was interesting because, one, did Mo touch the ground with his knee in the second lateral? Two, was one of the laterals a forward pass? Three, the band was on the field. One of the most great plays of the NCAA. Cal Bears against John Elway, who was about to win the Heisman Trophy and go to a bowl game. The Bears ended that trip. This week, the Cal Bears host the Stanford Cardinals once again at Strawberry Canyon. 1 o'clock this Saturday. History will be at hand again. Where will the Yanks go this year? As far as my SIU, the Lukies, they lost 3 games in a row and might not be in the SCS championship round, especially how other teams went. The SIU Salukis are now 6-5, losing 3 games in a row. At the end of the year, what is guys doing? The Dogs, I gotta play better, and Northern Bison ran over Salukis. This past weekend, it wasn't even close. The Salukis are dragging their tails at the end of the year. I don't know what's going on in Carbondale, but the playoffs will come in a week and a half. We will see where they will go. I think they got a hard road to go because of their record. 6-5 SIU Salukis. money supports superstar have cryptocurrency. And now they're being sued. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be very ugly because of the fluidity of the crypto companies across this country. Mr. Simmons of the Brooklyn Nets, once again, the Brooklyn Nets had to deal with Simmons, and it's disappearing. I don't understand this guy, and basically he's one of the greatest gifted players of our time. I don't understand why he can't play in the Brooklyn Nets. As he disappears again in the second half of the game on Wednesday night. Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies will have surgery. Game ready for the 2023 season. The Phillies will be back in order and going for the National League title again. The New York Mets manager Buster Ward, manager of the year in the National League, and Cleveland Guardian Tony Francona is the manager of the year for the American League. Two well-deserving of the title. This week, Joel Embiid went off on Sunday night as the Sixers beat the Jazz 105-98. Joel Embiid had double-double, yes, 59-10-8. The Sixers win. If he does it every night, they'll be unstoppable. Sabonis carried the Kings over the slumping Dubs. And the Dubs are depending on Curry way too much, as he scored 47 points last week. The new OKC crushing New York Knicks. Alexander gets 27 points. Monday, Jordan Poole and the Dubs win over San Antonio. Jordan Poole gets 36 points. And he plays a lot better with Stephon Curry. He might have to do a rotation with Poole and Curry in the same lineup. They sent Wiseman down to Santa Cruz to get more playing time. I think Wiseman has a good decision. When he comes back, he should be a better player. Boston Celtics with Brown, Tatum, and Smart. Be OKC, 126, 122. Celtics getting a roll in the East. Tuesday, Brunson and the Knicks win a game over the Utah Jazz defense. And the Knicks can win games if they use their defense. They don't play defense, they lose games. Grant gets William back on the right track as they win victory over San Antonio. And Sacramento beat the Nets. The Nets, they are a troubled team. A troubled team, period. They have Sacramento with 8 players in double digits, with Terrence Davis getting 31 points. Sacramento beat Brooklyn 153-121. jail on the DLZ. It'd be a real short week. The Broadway Blue Shirts are all the biddies, the Coyotes, the Bucks. Starting game with the goal as the New York Rangers beat the Phoenix Coyotes 4-1. The Sharks win the first time this season, 2 in a row. And they beat Minnesota 3-2 in overtime. Boston continues to roll lead in the league with a 4-0 lead. And they continue to roll in first place in the East, with the New Jersey Devils right behind them. A 7 win on Monday, the Islanders tied by Ottawa by Fagenau and Nelson in the third period. Calgary put out their own jersey with the gold letters. And all the LA Kings did five. Kopitar and Quebec goes to their pin. Gain, the Hurricanes, the Jojoff, top 27 shots. As the Carolina Hurricanes beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-0. On Tuesday, the San Jose Sharks upset the Vegas Knights with 3-5-3 goals in the third period. A 5-2 victory. The Devils move 1 point behind the Boston Bruins as they defeat the Montreal Canadiens 5-1. The Miami Marlins get back on a winning track as they beat the Pittsburgh Penguins with 2 goals in the third period, 5-2. My Toronto Maple Leafs trying to get back in the Eastern Conference race, beating the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Penguins are really getting old. I'm wondering if they go through an old season. Puerto Rico the NCAA basketball rankings. And my guy, I thought he was number one because, like I said, he's number two. The UC Cougs, number three. The Kentucky Wildcats, number four. The Baylor Bears. Number five on the men's side. On the women's side, that guy, Dave Goss with Dawn Daly. Number two is Dan Picardo, and they play each other this weekend. 1-2 this weekend. Texas number three, Iowa number four, and UConn with a new freshman named Bud, F-U-D-D, a guard who took over the game this weekend. Alright, NCAA football, Illinois at Michigan. The great game down in LA, USC against UCLA, Georgia against Kentucky, and the big game, Stanford at Cal. In the MEAC, out at Morgan State, Norfolk State is on Ohio State. In the MVC, in North Dakota against North Dakota State, SIU Carbondale at Youngstown State. In the swing is Jackson State at Alcorn, Florida A&M at Bethune-Cookman this weekend. HBCU Player of the Week is Benedict quarterback Eric Meenies. Eric Meenies, quarterback for Benedict. HBCU rankings going into the last month of the year. Jackson State undefeated, number one, Benedict number two. Florida NMU number three, Mary number four. Tuskegee number five. And the mid-majors, North Dakota number one, Sacramento State, California, number two, Montana State, number three, North Dakota State, number four, Weaver, number five, and Swank, Jackson State, number nine. SIU dropped to number 26. The AP Major Bowl, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU, and Tennessee, 1-5. In the gray power ratings in the NFL, Philly State number one, even though he lost to the Washington Football Club. Kansas City moved closer, number two. Baltimore Ravens at a bye. Number three, and Minnesota moved on number four. There was a three-way tie. The New York Football Giants, the Tennessee Titans, and the Miami Dolphins are all tied for number five. Week number 11, Chicago at Atlanta, Cleveland at Buffalo, Philadelphia at Indy, Dallas at Baltimore, Vegas at Denver, Dallas at Minnesota, Kansas City is at the LA Chargers, and San Francisco is at Arizona in Mexico. LPGA last week was a women's Pelican Championship in Florida. This week is a CEM Group Championship Tour. Last week is a is the RSM Classic in Georgia. And then Dennis. Last week they were in Milan, Italy. And in the NATO finals. And the Next Generation finals in Italy last week. Last week in Formula One. It's a Brazilian Grand Prix and a Mercedes finally went 1-2 with Russell and Hamilton 1-2 with Carlos Sainz third. It was Russell's first win of the year for Mercedes. This week is the last week of the year. In Abu Dhabi, the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix ends the Formula One as scheduled for the year and won't come back until March of 2022. Well, that's about it for tonight. Number three for Michael. Well, I hope we come back real soon. Got a great day up a cove. Doing a substitute stir fry. I'll leave you with this.
Family reunion, gonna be nice, it'll be nice to come together.
Whether you want to believe it or not, because you'll bleed.